Hello everyone and welcome to PolishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 6, An Unidentified Polish Object. I'm Gina.
And I'm Joanna.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask and talk about objects.
This conversation takes place at home.
It's between Gosia and Alex.
The speakers are around the same age, so they'll be using informal Polish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Co to jest?
To jest mój odtwarzacz MP3.
A ta niebieska kartka?
To bilet na koncert.
Koncert?
Tak, Weidera.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Co to jest?
To jest mój odtwarzacz MP3.
A ta niebieska kartka?
To bilet na koncert.
Koncert?
Tak, Weidera.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Co to jest?
What is this?
To jest mój odtwarzacz MP3.
This is my MP3 player.
A ta niebieska kartka?
And this blue sheet?
To bilet na koncert.
It's a concert ticket.
Koncert?
Concert?
Tak, Weidera.
Yes, Vader's. Let's talk a little about Polish music this time.
What a great topic.
Are there any bands or singers who are famous outside of Poland?
Not really. Most of them have never performed nor released anything abroad, except for in one genre.
Which is?
Metal. Bands like Vader, Behemoth and Decapitated are very well known to most metal fans in the world.
How about pop music?
The most popular now are Phil, Bracia, Ich Troje, Eva Farna and many more. Also music containing some folk elements has quite a few fans in Poland. So if you're interested in that, be sure to check bands like Zakopower or NA.
Are there any bands that have been around for a while?
Of course. The ones who have had a really great influence on the Polish music industry are definitely Budka Suflera, Lady Punk, Perfect, and so on.
We don't have time to talk about all the Polish bands around, but if you want to know more, check the lesson notes. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
co.
What?
Co. Co.
Next.
To.
This.
To. To.
Next.
Mój.
My. Mine.
Mój. Mój.
Next.
Odtwarzacz.
Player.
Odtwarzacz. Odtwarzacz.
Next.
Niebieski.
Blue.
Niebieski. Niebieski.
Next.
Kartka.
Card.
Kartka. Kartka.
Next.
Koncert.
Concert.
Koncert. Koncert.
And last.
Bilet.
Ticket.
Bilet. Bilet.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Joanna, what's the first word?
Odtwarzacz.
Music player.
It's a masculine noun and it derives from the verb odtwarzacz.
Meaning to play. If you're talking about playing a CD or DVD.
Now let's take a look at some useful phrases with the noun odtwarzacz.
Okay, how do we say CD player in Polish?
Odtwarzacz CD.
How about MP3 player?
Odtwarzacz MP3.
And DVD player?
Odtwarzacz DVD.
So as you can see, it's a word that's very easy to use. What's the next word?
Koncert.
Concert.
As you can see, both the English and Polish versions are very similar. The only difference is spelling. In Polish, instead of the letter C at the beginning, we use K, since that's the one that represents the correct sound.
What's the gender of this noun?
It's masculine.
Let's keep that in mind and look at some phrases with the word.
Let's start with koncert rockowy.
Rock concert.
Next, koncert symfoniczny.
Symphony concert.
And lastly, trasa koncertowa.
Live tour.
There's also this very interesting phrase, koncert życzeń, which literally means concert of wishes.
What does that mean?
It's a type of TV show in Poland. To learn more, check the lesson notes.
Okay, now let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask about objects.
Asking the question is very easy, and you could hear that question in the dialogue. Alex said, co to jest?
Literally meaning, what is this?
We start the question with the pronoun co,
which means what in English.
Then we have to,
meaning this.
And lastly, jest, which is the verb być in its third person singular form.
And it means is.
Everyone, try to say it together with me. Co to jest?
What is this?
Please make sure that you remember the conjugation of the Polish verb być.
If you don't, you should go back to lesson 4, where we introduced that verb.
Now that we know how to ask the question, let's learn how to answer. In the dialogue, Gosia told Alex, to jest mój odtwarzacz MP3. You can use this sentence pattern to answer. First, start with to jest,
meaning this is.
Then we had mój,
meaning my.
And at the very end, the name of the object. Here, odtwarzacz MP3.
MP3 player.
The sentence pattern is exactly the same as in English, so you shouldn't have problems making sentences like this.
Finally, something easy.
Listeners, just stick with us and it will get easier.
But before that, let's practice a bit.
Ask the question, co to jest?
And try to answer.
With to jest? Let's try with the noun present.
Meaning present.
Co to jest? To jest prezent.
Let's try one more time. This time, listeners, it's your turn.
Now we'll use the noun kawa.
Meaning coffee.
Repeat the question after me and try to answer. Co to jest? To jest kawa.
Great job, everyone.
Listeners, looking for a cheat sheet to memorizing Polish vocabulary? Have you checked out our video vocab series?
These themed video lessons combine visual cues with the voices of native speakers.
Just another effective method of learning and retaining thousands of vocabulary words.
Go to polishpod101.com.
Click on the video lessons tab.
And hit play.
It's that easy.
But don't take our word for it.
Try it for yourself at polishpod101.com.
Now! That's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Pa-pa!
Co to jest?
To jest mój odtwarzacz MP3.
A ta niebieska kartka?
To bilet na koncert.
Koncert?
Tak, Wejdera.